This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vindrani Rajana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers, and the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana is another crucial step towards that goal. In a post on the X social media platform, Prime Minister Modi said this will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agricultural sector, but also boost the income of the food providers. The Union Cabinet has approved the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana for 6 years, beginning from 2025-26 to cover 100 districts. The scheme draws inspiration from Niti Aayog's Aspirational District Programme, a first of its kind focusing exclusively on agriculture and allied sectors. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed to agricultural universities and research institutions to contribute to increasing agricultural productivity under the Prime Minister's Krishi Dhan Dhanya Yojana. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of Dr. Rajendra Prasad Central Agricultural University in Pusa, Samastipur in Bihar, Mr. Chauhan urged the university's students and researchers to work for the welfare of farmers. He mentioned that districts in Bihar have also been included under the Krishi Dhan Dhanya Yojana. Mr. Singh stated that the government's goal is to increase production and reduce costs. He added that the government is also providing assistance for losses incurred in agricultural production. He said that India has become self-reliant in rice production, exporting basmati rice worth 50,000 crore rupees. The 190th death anniversary of the great freedom fighter of the Khasi Hills, Utirat Singh Siemle, and in honour of his supreme sacrifice for his people and future generations, the Himanonklaw, in collaboration with the Tirat Singh Siemle Death Anniversary Committee, yesterday organised a solemn memorial programme at Nongra Gram, Nongklaw, in East and West Khasi Hills District. The event was graced by the Deputy Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Snyabhalang Dhar, as the chief guest. In his address, the Deputy Chief Minister paid tribute to the legacy of Utirat Singh and also urged the youths to follow the footsteps of such visionary leaders and contribute meaningfully for the betterment of future generations. Utirat Singh Siem, the Khasi tribal chief of Himanonklaw and a prominent freedom fighter, fought valiantly against British imperialism when they attempted to take control of the Khasi Hills in the early 19th century. Utirat Singh was captured in January of 1833 and deported to Dhaka, where he later died on the 17th of July, 1835. Shillong, the state capital of Meghalaya, has been named promising Swachh Shahar of State and Union Territories in the Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 Awards presented at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday. Organised by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, the awards recognise top-performing cities and states for achievements under the Swachh Bharat Mission. The new category highlights emerging urban centres showing notable progress in cleanliness and sanitation. Shillong's win reflects its efforts in waste segregation, public awareness and sanitation infrastructure. This honour marks a major boost for urban governance and public health in Meghalaya. Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that artificial intelligence training will be provided to 10 lakh citizens in the country free of cost, and priority will be given to village-level entrepreneurs. The Minister, Mr. Vaishnav, made this announcement in an event, CSC Divas, organised in New Delhi, celebrating 10 years of Digital India. The National Investigation Agency has arrested two more individuals in connection with the recovery of an improvised explosive device planted by the banned Alpha Terror Group in Assam. The NIA said that the device was discovered near Dispula's gate in Guwahati and was part of a larger conspiracy to carry out multiple blasts in Assam on Independence Day last year. According to the NIA, the arrested accused were directly involved in the plot, orchestrated by Ulfa to strike terror and threaten the sovereignty, security and integrity of the nation. The agency said that with these latest arrests, the total number of individuals taken into custody in this case has risen to 3. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.